lives are dying while the precious moments are flying. Brother, answer the call. While the day of mercy is given, seek the lost and point them to heaven. There is mercy for all. We'll be true,
be true,
we are true.
The journey
way is thrown away, and from the foe we'll not run.
But we will,
we will work,
and
we will sing
for
the King, until he calls his reapers home.
The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma is on the air with another gospel broadcast, reminding you of the words of the Master who said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest."
We'll be true and never keep singing till he calls us above.
A very pleasant greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is Willie Murphy coming to you with another gospel message and speaking in behalf of all of the Mission Trail family of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We hope that each of you are well and happy in the service of the Lord. And let me assure you that if you're interested in God's service, there's plenty for you to do. And may I add that we deeply appreciate those who have stood by us with their prayers and letters of encouragement, which helped to make this broadcast possible. We sincerely hope that God will reward you 100-fold for the service you render unto Him. Consider now this scripture reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and beginning at verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. I would like to especially point out that mankind in his natural state is void of the grace of God and a most miserable failure. Most people would be ready to acknowledge this. In fact, they seem to enjoy elaborating on the fact that mankind is sinful. Now, the scriptures do teach that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is certainly true. But we have experienced ourselves the bitter disappointments of our failures without the grace of God. However, let us not stop here, but I want to tell you about a Savior which is able to reach down and change a sinful heart and a wicked life of sin and despair into one of joy and gladness. God is not only willing that you should be saved, but He has given the supreme sacrifice of His Son, that you might be redeemed from your sins, and in place of the bitter regrets, you should enjoy the peace and satisfaction of the knowledge that your sins are covered with the blood of the Savior. Now, to the primary thought in this message, consider a part of this 7th verse which says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." So we see then that in this frail mortal frame of our earthly existence is the abiding presence of the all-powerful Savior. And so because of His presence in the earthly house of our tabernacle, we have nothing of which to boast, for it is only through His power that we are kept day by day. Let me remind you that this change which comes about will cause you to love your enemies and to do good to those who hate you. Let us go back and take a look into the history of some of the great men of our nation. Take, for example, Abraham Lincoln. His chances of success in life were very limited. His mother died while Abraham Lincoln was yet a young child. His early comforts of life were quite limited, and we understand that he worked hard, splitting rails in Illinois, and at night would study and seek to gain more knowledge from a borrowed book by the flicker of the flames of an open fireplace. Now, I'm not in a position to say what Abraham Lincoln's personal experience with God may have been. However, we do know that certain fundamental principles of faith were deeply instilled in his character. Furthermore, we do know that the grace of God will cause one to even love his enemies. Listen now to this touching experience of a Confederate general's wife, Mrs. LaSalle Corbett Pickett. I was in Richmond when my soldier fought the awful Battle of Five Forks. Richmond surrendered, and the surging sea of fire swept the city. News of Five Forks reached us, and there was a report that General Pickett had been killed. I did not believe it, but I was very anxious. The day after the fire, there was a sharp rap at the door. The servants had all run away. The city was full of Northern troops, and my environment had not taught me to love them. With my baby on my arm, I opened the door and looked up at a tall, gaunt, sad-faced man in ill-fitting clothes who asked, "Is this George Pickett's place?" "Yes, sir," I answered, "but he is not here." "I know that, ma'am," he replied, "but I just wanted to see the place. I am Abraham Lincoln." "The president?" I gasped. The stranger shook his head. "No, ma'am, no, ma'am, just Abraham Lincoln, George's old friend." "I am George Pickett's wife, and this is his baby," was all I could say. I had never seen Mr. Lincoln, but I remembered the love and reverence with which my soldier always spoke of him. My baby pushed away from me and reached out his hands to Mr. Lincoln, who took him into his arms. As he did so, an expression of rapt, almost divine tenderness and love lighted up his sad face. It was a look that I have never seen on any other countenance. My baby opened his mouth wide and insisted upon giving his father's friend a dewy, infantile kiss. As Mr. Lincoln gave the little one back to me, he shook his finger at him playfully and said, "Tell that rascal, your father, that I forgive him for the sake of that kiss and those bright eyes." He turned and went down the steps, talking to himself, and passed out of my sight forever. But in my memory, those intensely human eyes, that strong, sad face, have a perpetual, abiding place. That face which puzzled all artists, but which revealed itself in the intuitions of a child. Selected. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our gracious Father, take the words of the message today and bear them by thy Spirit to the hearts of those who may be most receptive to thy word. Bring comfort and peace, deliverance and healing to those who may be troubled or by sin distressed. And help us to lift up our eyes and look upon the fields all about us, that we may pursue more earnestly the task before us of spreading thy word unto the ends of the earth. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Now, let me remind any new listeners who may be hearing the broadcast tonight for the first time that this message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. And we print this copy each week and mail it free of charge to those who request it. If you would like to have it mailed to you free, without obligation on your part, just send us your name and address. Now, along with this weekly mailing, we include a little news which may be of interest to the Lord's people. And we would be glad to add other names to our mailing list if you would just address us, the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, of course, if you have any problem or burden which you would like for us to pray with you about, You might mention that when you write. We certainly feel indebted to the Lord and His people, and I personally feel that I owe my life to Him and to His cause. It is our desire that we may accomplish more for Him in the days ahead than we have ever done in the past. We hope to be bringing you some missionary reports, too, as the weeks go by. So if you'd like a personal letter, please write to us. You may address it to me personally, Willie Murphy, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to this song, What a Kingdom. It is sung by Lynn and Alma Carver, Manuel and Marie Mitchell. Remember now, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
There's a thing that is sweet to my memory. There's a joy that I cannot declare. There's a treasure that gladdens my being. 'Tis the kingdom of righteousness here. 'Tis the kingdom of peace that is reigning within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when He saves from all sin, and will last while the ages shall roll. There's a scene of its grandness before me, of its greatness there can be no end. It is joy, it is peace, it is glory. In my heart have these riches been blended. I am lost in its splendor and beauty, to its near fading heights I would rise, till I see the King come to receive me and explore it with Him in the skies. What a pleasure in life it is bringing, what assurance and hope ever bright. Oh, what rapture and bliss are awaiting when our face shall be lost in the sight. 'Tis the kingdom of peace, it is reigning within. It shall ever increase.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.